There must be something in the water at St. Bede's School in Pittsburgh's Point Breeze neighborhood. In the 18 years the school has participated in the annual Future City competition, they've won 8 times. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley brings us this story about what makes the school so successful.
The city of Zamala sits on the Nile Delta. Edible mushrooms feed on plastic waste, and plants filter the water for residents and businesses. Suspended tubular trains carry the city's 300,000 people from place to place, high above the buildings. There's also a sports complex and a music hall and an incredible healthcare plan.
So there's really something for everyone in our city. So it promotes diversity as well as efficiency.
That's Gwen Havern. She's a 13-year-old eighth grader at St. Bede's. She helped design the city she described and will be a presenter at this year's National Future City Competition in Washington, D.C. The program has been in Pittsburgh since 2000, and St. Bede's has entered every year. They beat out 28 other schools this year and have now won more regional competitions than any other team. Future City is a team-based engineering competition. Each year, teams are given a topic or a theme. This year's was the power of public spaces. Here's Gwen Havern again.
We incorporated that into every aspect of our city. Like in the residential zone, we have community gardens. In the commercial zone, we have various sightseeing towers, and we have underwater gardens, which are like domes that provide a controlled environment for plants to flourish.
Students begin designing virtually on the game SimCity. Then they write an essay, a project plan, and build a scale model. Pittsburgh Future City Committee Chair Carl Schwartz says the idea is to expose students to the many different types of engineering jobs available.
They have seen what a nurse does. By watching TV, they kind of think what a lawyer does, but what is out there on television that tells them what an engineer does?
So what's made St. Bede's program so successful? Team advisor and science teacher Betsy Kilmeyer has been leading the team since Future City came to Pittsburgh. She says that experience is key.
It's continuity. There is definitely a learning curve for Future City.
That continuity is really important. Kilmeyer says it's definitely hard for new teams who just aren't used to the pace and the style of the program. Eighth grader Anna Capella says she's not surprised the school is so successful. She says Future City is celebrated and pretty well advertised at St. Bede's.
Every team has just been sort of a part of the school's history. I have been looking forward to it since I was in third grade, watching the team go to nationals.
It's important to keep in mind that St. Bede's is a private school that has a little more flexibility over its schedule and curriculum. Carnegie Science Center STEM coordinator Linda Ortenzo says of course that's a factor, but she hopes the program's success there inspires other schools to include Future City into their STEM classes.
Clearly we would love to be able to see all middle schoolers be able to have the opportunity and learn it in so much of a deeper way.
Before leaving for nationals, St. Bede's will hold a pep rally for its Future City team. Kilmeyer says just as some schools celebrate their athletic success, St. Bede's highlights their academic performers.
Sharing the excitement with the student body, letting people know that who may not know yet what Future City is, and sort of help them understand the girls have worked very, very hard. The team works very hard.
For 12-year-old 7th grader Ella Mayer, being in Future City is more than just a fun school science project. It's making her think about real life and actual problems that she says someday she'd like to help solve.
Everybody likes to think about the future, and we all like to think, hey, wouldn't it be great if something were different about our city?
After more than half a year working on their city Zumala, which, by the way, means fellowship in Arabic, St. Bede's team competes this weekend in Washington, D.C. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.